Blog Talk Radio. From reefers, drenching divas in E7, showboating with rugas, flash vines, Belafonte digger, let's get for what this worth, as we confiscate your figures.
Chasing over brown, levitating, jiki and dashikis, the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond, running, headed ice band, the big killer diamond convention, Harlem buck strut, breathing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, the pleasure, from the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the deep, what? Sensations at the moment.
Mardi Gras, we screaming Chiba. Fulfilling pleasures in my capsule, blow the smoke out. The Garza Vega substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The load don't stop, give me shouts, it's the season. Sauteers, souffleers for swerving no corners. We madness to moolah, living with Charlie's Angels on us. No smiling when sliding, that gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. Jaja, you're a Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Largo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for a year, sip the fountain blue. House of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GT box is sugar down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GT box is sugar down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Falling sparrows through the seas, a black Caesar, the convincer, silky days, satin nights, taking flight, Dino going, three sensations, Spanish flying with the lady Scarface, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number
and we
nine.
Hit it from the magic city, transcending sweeter on your aura, Fontini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function, stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the low will forever be nice.
Yeah, the Sunny Fever, he be sippin' on my red The Geechee Gracious, he be sippin' on my red We float the tri-state, draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red We start the Harlem River quiver, diggin' sweet daddy. Sharpen the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
ebony
as
junction.
We exit the place with grace, jersey armor rather than bursting the clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist, it's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough
yeah.
of this.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Geechee pops the sugar down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Geechee pops the sugar down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? He be sipping on my red The Geechee Gracious, he be sipping on my red The Joe Chink, he be sipping on my red The Chiquita Yid, he be sipping on my red We got Oski Fumanti, we're on my red And then my man Ill will sip on my red And then my man Kevin, ain't sipping that We slide through the tri-state with the hi-hat And then I float side to side in my coolie high And then I do something with the Spanish fly, yeah And then I flow down south with the boogie flat And then I slide up in between the sticky boys off And all of that, yeah
One time Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things the sun did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics acknowledge it. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cop shot again. Bust stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rat to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little niggas is grown. Hood rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Shit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, the street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about. Nigga, the time is now. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. Yeah. All I need is is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks at 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times. Now I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut. That we take these bitches to war, lie them down. Cause we stronger now, my nigga, this time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man, what I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand, they wanna see me on top, too egotistical. Talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secrets is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none, too late to grab guns. I'm blasting cause I'm a fool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fooled you niggas, what you call an infinite brawl. Eternal souls clashing, world gets deep. Some beef is everlasting, complete with thick scars. Brothers knifing each other up in prison yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop would get killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working complain. Bitches left me cause they thought I was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true, she came to me. When a man caught a sin, assignments are blinded. I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, light a load. See now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurt equal. Telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track. I'm finally found. You need some soul searching. The time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash. All I need is one mic. Fuck the cars, the jewelry. All I need is one mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
Taking my baby to school, then I pray for it. Cause you bitches, they never been cool, writing testament. Painting pictures, put me in the Louvre, that's a definite. Universal shift, I'm in the groove. A celebrity do not mean integrity, you fool. I'm a good man, shake your hand, firm grip, fool. 72 wins, lost 10, balling with the flu. More than 2 M's, for sure, but add another 2. Little man, the big man, the GT down and flipping the kickstand, fool. Bitch nigga, broke phone. Trying to keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Morality can wait, feedback on low latency. I'm catching from the face, that's my thoughts grow sacredly. I'm running out of space, ask when is she okay? Never mind a 100K, why you lying on Benjamin? He turning in his grave, I'd be lying if I said I wouldn't get a shit away. The aloof Buddha, I'm Christ with a shooter. Praise to Muhammad, I might make a loser. AP, Michael Friedman, my friend's cooler. Primary soda resale, face stupid. I would never love my life on a computer. IT, I get you life for a chikabuya. More power to ya. Love him from a distance. Why you always in the mirror more than the bitches? And my cousin tried to sue me like he got the privilege. But I didn't lose sleep cause I got the spirit. Hey, bitch nigga, broke phone. Tryna keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more. Frat brother, real nigga, that brother. We dress up the score, give me that brother. Spirit medium, on rap brother. We headed there now, are you strapped brother? Ay, peacemaker, but I'm not naive brother. Ay, gotta watch your homies and police brother. Ay, cloud chasing, hell of a disease brother.
I'm fasting, 4 days out the week, brother. I pray to God that you realize the entourage is dead. I pray to God that you not lagging when you off the meds. I pray to God she know them Cabo trips don't last forever. Bitch, you argue with her mama, go and get them kids. I pray to God you actually pray when somebody dies. Thoughts and prayers, way better off timelines. False claiming, not cute, I'm mortified. The new earth in high pursuit, 200 lives. Rich nigga, broke phone. Tryna keep the balance, I'm staying strong. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Stop playing with me before I turn you to a song. Hey, bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting. Bitch, I'm attractive. Can't fuck with you no more, I'm fasting.
Good evening, and welcome to Holler If You Hear Me. This is hosted by King Atterbury, and I am his co-host, La Perla Negra. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, a For Real Entertainment Network. How you doing tonight, King?
Hey, I'm feeling good out here tonight. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. This rain that just came through is kind of making me, you know.
I was just about to say that.
Yes, got all of a sudden I just got real relaxed, which I need. I need to be relaxed, you know, because life happens. Yeah, but anyway, you know, I'm excited for this show tonight. I know there's a pop-up for everybody, but y'all come on through. As I said, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The dialing number is 319-527-6300. And come on, y'all, press that 1 and join us. We love you, too. Hey, King, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Oh, I always definitely keep them on deck. You know what I mean? Energy, baby. Energy.
All good energy, too. Yes.
You know we under the full moon, too.
Absolutely. It's a pink one, right?
That's
probably
why all of a sudden.
Yeah, it just came down on me. I'm like super relaxed. No lie here. I'm like, wow. This is all
right. I heard
right.
it hitting against my door.
I hear that. Before we go any further, I want to give a shout out, a thank you to a very good friend of mine. He is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we were talking about. Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas of Baby Baby. And you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry we speak of in gemstones, precious metals, and wood over on Facebook at rawlinksbraw at facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there, holler at one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure, that's a promise, that you will get through to get yourself some Raw Links. Yeah.
I know that's right.
Oh, man. This I got a good feeling about this show. I really, really do.
Same here. Holler if you hear me. Holler
if you hear me. You heard?
She's back on us. I know. How was your day today?
Actually, it was pretty smooth. I got a lot of writing done, and I'm proud of myself because you know I'm working on my first book. I'm a virgin to writing a book is totally different than just picking up your pen and writing a piece of poetry. You know what I mean? You're not just writing down your thoughts or your feelings. This is something I'm creating characters and a whole story that I'm blessed to keep flowing in my head so I can keep putting it down. You know what I mean? So
it's true facts.
It went pretty good today.
That's for sure.
I was due a good day. I was really due a good day because this past, I'll say, the past month and a half, maybe longer, has been a roller coaster ride of emotions for me. It's very, very personal. But I'm getting through it. I am getting through it. And I appreciate it every day. Yeah. How was your day?
My day was cool, you know what I'm saying? Side work day. Got a few things accomplished, you know what I'm saying? Organizing some things, you know, doing a little bit of writing, you know. I just made it a chill day, you know what I'm saying? I was going old school, watching a little Perry Mason and Matlock.
Oh man, I love me some shows like that. And Matlock is my boy.
I was in chill mode. You know what I'm saying? This full moon is an emotional moon. We're taking people's emotions and stuff way out of the stratosphere. So I just sat back and just chilled. You know what I mean? Like, just like, yo, what's gonna be? You know what I'm saying? But you got beat out the odds, O-line, and just be like, yo, don't even go there. Don't take it there. Don't even move there. You know what I'm saying? Because this moon, you know, we made up of mostly water, so you can imagine. See how that rain coming down right now? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. And I'm a water sign. I'm really, like, going through it. I am drawn to anything that's water. Really, really drawn to it. I go through cases of water every week.
I'm a fire sign, but I love the water anyway. You know what I'm saying? I love hearing the rain. I even like writing poetry hearing the rain. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the other beauties I enjoy doing. So,
absolutely.
You know, I accept it for what it is. I mean, it ain't going to last long. It's gonna
I know that's
coming right. down. Just coming down to wash away the sins of the earth. That's all.
I know that's right, and I am open to receiving and releasing, for sure, definitely.
I say.
Releasing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How about, we're coming up on the 9:30, part of the hour. Let me do a quick station identification, and then we can get back to the conversation and maybe some poetry. Okay.
Cool.
The Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love, let's love, let's love.
All right, all right. Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this is Holla If You Hear Me. How are we going to kick this off, Kang? You want to start some poetry? You want to play another tune? Or how you want to do this?
Yes. Let's bust out some poetry real quick. We go to a song, and then we bring the caller in.
All right, that's what's up. I take it you want me to go first.
Queens before kings.
All right. I got you. This is something I pieced together earlier from just like different pieces I started and I never actually finished them. So I hope y'all like it. This is untitled. So here we go.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. Oh, wait a minute. I got things popping up on my screen. All right. We've never laid together, but my desire for him is strong. And I knew he felt my body calling him to. Let me start over. We never laid together, but my desire for him is strong. And I knew he felt my body called to him when he came to my door and he said, I want you to. And there's nothing more I want to do than to please every part of you. All you need to do is allow my love to awaken life inside that lay dormant, nurture you, and replenish waters to flow through as never before, over and over, and give abundantly. Hold you in my peace while having long conversations under the moonlight as I place kisses where it's touching your body. I love the gentle side that expresses. So I told him, my soul is already naked, and I just want to sit face to face with you. My legs on top of your legs, fingers intertwined, and just getting lost in the novel of you behind your windows. How could I resist? My everything was drawn to him. We never laid together, but my desire for him is strong. The rain is falling, and I still want to walk on the beach with him in it. But I'll settle for just a moment in time anywhere in it with him, because his presence is precious. And I know he values me too. I'm a willing love, and he is my safe space of trust. He's my beautiful addiction because his energy whispers to the heart of my art. And from there, I create. And that's that piece.
Oh, shucks. Full snaps, full snaps. I love that piece. You always have a way of inciting pieces on that one. It's dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Now, I know you've got something for us to listen to, so you know what I'm going to do? Without further delay, I'm going to move back off the stage and I'm going to jump that mic. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This piece I titled, My Mic Sounds Nice. Walking these streets, observing many emotions. Body language broken, yet time is on the hand. Disturbed frequencies, I'm so above the sound check. No wonder I leave my opticals in the car, God vision. Only when I'm driving, passing vehicles of mayhem. They rushing past speed limits, making calls to heaven. Great seeing my lovable people without a blind eye. Some folks walking around are deadlier than cyanide. Society having issues, the world been in trouble. Too many seeking over-the-top advice, nervous. Flip a coin on the news, I respect all my views. I'm a young counselor who need a beautiful therapist. My spiritual advisor admire how I see life. If I die, I will come back and be a part of sea life, hybrid creature that walk the earth looking human. Only need 5 hours of water to replenish internal organs. King.
Yeah. You said if you die, you're going to come back and see life? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah, I said, my spiritual advisor admire how I see life. If I die, I will come back and be a part of sea life.
Oh, man. That's a beautiful line. That's very beautiful.
Yeah.
It's very profound. It's powerful, as a matter of fact, because without it, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be able to survive. You know, we can go without food for a long time, but water we cannot. It is so precious, so vital to our organs, our system, to keep everything flowing right. So that's dope. That's dope. I love that.
Thank you.
I really
appreciate that. You know, we under this full moon energy, so you know, I take it all in. I always feel like I was born between the sun and the moon, you know what I mean? So,
okay.
Hey,
I was born early morning, like 3 in the morning.
I was born on a Sunday, too.
Mine was a Saturday. I've always been a weekend baby. As a matter of fact, the morning that I was born, it was a waning gibbous moon. So people going through some changes back then too. It was a lot going on the morning that me and my twin were born. And that year, as a matter of fact, 69, that was a hell of a year. You know, the king got shot and killed, and all kinds of crazy stuff took place, you know. It's all good because I'm here to talk about it, and I'm going to keep on talking about it.
Where are you on that? I think I was born at 2:53 or 2:57 in the afternoon. So no wonder I always like working that 3-11 shift, you know what I mean? But I'll be tired. I was born to do this.
That's right. I know that's right. Okay.
So, all right, well, we gonna rock into another song and then bring that call in and get busy right. Like that. So I'm going to go old school right now.
Okay.
confusion, but the time has to finally come. Let's get it done. Keep moving, yeah, moving. Let's keep rising to the top. And don't let nobody stop. Just keep trying, yeah.
All right, we are back. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is Holla If You Hear Me with your host, King Atterbury, and yours truly, La Perla Negra. All right, King, so I guess we can open up the microphone and see who we got in here to area code 901. Welcome to Holla If You Hear Me. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, my name is Martell, Living Life Layer.
Ooh, that's a name.
Hey, what's up,
Martell? Well, welcome. Welcome, Martell. All right, glad to have you here. How are you tonight?
I'm super blessed and grateful.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Okay. Well, we just want to know how you feeling tonight, and what did you bring for us to listen to, even though this is open mic?
Well, I brought a little piece that I wrote a couple of months, well, not a couple of months, last year when I was, you know, just getting into celibacy, and it's called Still a Laying in Wait. You know, the flesh creeps.
Girl, listen,
so I had to express it.
I know. Trust me, I know. I ain't even going to get into how many years I've gone without. And that's right, I said years, okay? So I'm going to leave it there. But I understand. I'm with you, sis. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stand back out of the way. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
True that.
All right. I thank both of you for having me on. And I'm going to start by, it's called Still a Lady in Waiting. And it starts off seemingly seductive, a bit of a temptress of sorts, called by a many of names. She is still a lady in waiting, even though she may share a few sweet whispers in his ear, causing erratic eruptions as a joy comes, then the moment fades as if it never happened. Lovely, supple and divine, a passion goddess, yet not refined by the piercing of many men. All held and behold her sweet nectar, that is like mind control at its finest. Everyone is not invited to pay tribute or visit her temple, for it is still deemed a sacred place. Those fortunate enough to get close to even gaze upon her honey, silken skin is indeed most fortunate. A sample of her heavenly garden with fruits still forbidden lay awaiting. On a rare or a random occasion, she may give approval for fingers slippery, now wet and experienced, enticing and arousing even the most simple of minds that don't forget, welcoming foreign rhythms never exposed before hand play. If her walls could talk, they'd remain silent because she is still a lady in waiting. She still has her value, even though fingers have massaged her garden of misleading. The moment has been set for final introduction of her body's longing desire. But until then, she is still a lady in waiting.
I love that.
Whoa.
I love that. Yes, it was. It was beautiful. And I completely understand and respect every word you said in there, because I'm dealing with it. And it's by choice. It isn't forced.
Yeah.
It is absolutely by choice. Because a lot of us don't really know who we are, so we don't value ourselves. We don't know how to value ourselves. And
absolutely,
when we do find out, you know, it takes discipline, and it takes loving yourself. And the more you love yourself, the more you hold your sacred space and the rest of you in that sacred space, the more you do love yourself and the less harder it is for you to discipline yourself. It just becomes second nature to treasure what you have, what you've been blessed with. I love that piece. I really, really do. That's beautiful. And I truly, truly appreciate you coming through and sharing that with us. Oh, man, don't you cannot be a stranger.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. King, what you got for that? King, you still there?
Yeah. I forgot I had it on mute. No, I was saying Martell rocked out with me on Tuesday on Poetry Corner.
Okay.
Yeah, she dope and fly. You know what I'm saying? You back and forth with it. I mean, she definitely on be on fire.
Okay, so she family.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we down family.
That's what's up. Well, you gotta come through more.
Yeah.
You definitely
now
gotta
you
come
know.
Through more. It's always a mic waiting here for you. Always. Mm. I need more of that piece. I mean, I need more poetry like that. Mm-hmm.
I got plenty.
Well, guess what?
We got
plenty of time and plenty of microphone. Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You can always come through. Y'all excuse me. I put some lemon heads in my mouth.
So good.
I was hoping it would have dissolved before she was finished, but... I'm sorry. But yes, Martell, that was beautiful.
Thank
I love
you.
Your flow.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Feel...
I...
Go ahead.
I sure appreciate it. Yeah.
No doubt. Come back anytime. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So
sure
I don't even know. Go ahead. What'd you say?
I say I sure will return, and I will bring some people with me.
That's what I'm talking about. We got room. We got room. Bring them, please. We got room. We got microphones. We got all of it. Yes. Y'all just come on through.
Thanks.
All right, King. I don't know where it is that we're sending it. What's the name of the lounge over there that we're sending it to? We ain't even named the lounge.
We going... You're going into the center so you can remember.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. Thank you, Mark Kyle. I'm going to send you on over there. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Wow. All right. Can you see you bringing people in here on a surprise trip? That's all right. That's okay.
Like I said, we was rocking back and forth on that joint. You know what I mean? Even though I missed
that's
my bro, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, so she held it down, though. She held herself down, so I appreciated that. You know what I mean? So, you know what? I got a song for her, too. You know what I'm saying? Just to all lead that way. I got something for her. Here we go.
Okay.
Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the math or the 40. Turn a bitch to some macaroni. Tell me how you want it, I'm on it. I really mean it, I'm just not recording. Gonna go to chopper for all you aquas. Leave a bitch, nigga, head imposter. You are an imposter, ain't got no money. Put the burner to his tummy and make it bubbly. I really hate niggas, I'm a Nazi. Love wearing all black, you should see my closet. Rock out all white when I'm feeling godly. How about like coke, I ain't got a pocket. Fuck is y'all saying, bitch, my hood love me. 4-8-2-1-4, where all niggas know me. I've been on my mind since they killed my cousin. Bring my cousin Devin, man, he just called me. All these niggas love me, can't get them off me. Fuck around, gave him my number, he won't stop calling. I be DMV the click, bitch, you see us foreign. VIP in the club, while your section boring. Got a bitch that set it off like Jada Pinkett. Clean like teeth, or you roll around with your nieces. Bitch, you TT. Mind full of money, got a heart full of demons. Mobbing like Italians, we really turn your face into a pizza. No acne, how you singing like Alicia? Fuck with my family. Baby love she little, but goddamn she's spazzing. Do the whole crew, my bitches freak nasty. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the Tommy, no heel figure. Lil Deja ain't bout it, bitch, how you figure? I don't do no drugs, I be all flicker. So lifted, slide in your girl, baby, gonna take see, my see, I gotta get this money, my palms itching. Niggas gossip like hoes, most some bitches. I don't wanna do no songs, I don't wanna kick it. And I ain't signing to no label, bitch, I'm independent. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.
I think she's from B-More.
I think so too. Yeah, she the first time I heard it when she first came out, they started playing it on the radio. I was hooked from the very first hook. I'm like, yo, what's this doing? This is all right. I was driving down. I think I was driving like through Honey Park, and I was like, yo, this joint is nice. Okay, that's what's up, and it's a classic. It is definitely a classic. We got some more callers up in here. Ken, you ready to
open up the phone line.
Got our favorite Canadian connection. We got ourselves Lady A. Hey, Diva, welcome to Holly.
Hey, how are you?
How's it going tonight? Good. Good. It's good to hear from you. I'm glad you came through.
Thank you. I just got back from the local bingo, and I won $100.
Stop playing. Oh, I got a bingo partner when I come over to Canada. What? Oh, I love me some bingo.
That's what's up.
Yes. I love me some bingo. I got a gambling bug. I play all kinds of games. Bingo is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I won $50 last week, but I've probably been going for almost 2 years. One of my friends and one of the neighbors here, and she asked me to go with her. I didn't really want to. At first wasn't interested, but now I'm kind of, I like the joy of winning.
Oh, absolutely. It's a beautiful thing. You may not win every game, but when you do finally hit, you know, it's nice. It's real nice.
Yeah.
Hold that card up in the air. Yeah. Bingo. I love bingo. That's what's up. Oh, man, I got more and more to look forward to when I head on over there to Canada.
That's right.
Man.
Great.
You live by the water, too. That's a plus. Girl. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you'd love it. You really would.
I know I've come through there like the return of Aquaman.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So this is open mic, Lady A, and we already know how you do, you know. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to step back I'm going to put the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. This one is called No One Speaks. Physical, emotional, verbal abuse, a lifetime of pain, scenes played out, her heavy hand, her target. She could peel the skin off me with her words. Heartless, selfish, and mean to the bone, I left at 21. Some things never change. Abuse as an adult remains the same. Emotionally drained, I became estranged. 10 years of hate reigned. I committed my life to break the chains, to be the best mom ordained. Songs, books, loving looks, kisses and hugs, and warm mittens and love. Be open and clear and provide a safe haven to listen and hear. Ask hard questions, have a poker face, let nothing shock while you inside are screaming, what? Sit still, maybe snuggle, I protect when they struggle. Divorce, anger, resentment, one-sided stance followed by blame entirely laid at my feet. Silence, no one speaks. Pull up the carpet, sweep feelings, anger, and heartbreak under. No one speaks. I coax and try again. It begins to enrage them. Fast forward 30 years and anger festers, boils over, attacks to my person, my good intentions filled with love, wanting to help them express suppressed emotions. In the process, I express my own. They say, we don't care how you feel. Passive aggression, all those years of anger, no expression. Infected, infested, impaired, unable to rid the fury. Speak out. Disapprove of me. Attack, reject, left out. Birthday bash, baby's birth, baptisms, uninvited. Fuck you, she said. Cannot face her own hate. Toxic talk, said another. They fought. Forget my love for them. Nothing said, nothing done without my love-filled heart. They are blind, angry, and can't see. We need to love again. Come back. Curl up. Quietly speak. Close your eyes and remember. Rid yourselves of the anger. Embrace now and forever. End poem.
Wow.
That's what's up, lady. Beautiful.
Wow.
Piece.
It was, but I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Oh, excuse me. Where were you at when you wrote this, when this came to mind? Where was your headspace at?
Trying to understand, I guess. I'm so different than my three girls in that I have, and I learned this at a very young age to be able to talk about what's happening around you. It saved my life in a lot of ways. I don't know why I was different than my siblings even, because they all ended up becoming what we grew up in and or marrying into it, and abusive partners, becoming an abuser, my brother. But I had committed to myself when I was probably 6 years old, saying I was never going to be like that. I was never going to marry a man like that. I was my father. I was never going to be a mother like my mother was. And I broke it, and I became the mother that I wanted to have as a kid. You know, just, I mean, the worst story they could tell you as they grew up was I made them wear rubber boots on a rainy day, you know, overprotective. And it has all fallen apart. All of it's fallen apart. And they now are, and this is where my head is at, because I don't understand it. I really, truly don't. They have such disdain for me, and they disapprove of everything that I do. And they don't like to face the reality of life. And sometimes I am an example of the truth. And they don't like to hear it. They don't want to be involved in it. Their father had a great deal to do with this over the years. It's been many, many years. They're all grown-up women. And I just don't understand. If I had been an alcoholic or a drug addict, or if I abused them or neglected them, if I had done anything of those things, I could understand them feeling that way, but I don't understand. What's happened is they're focused on, they don't like my poetry, they hate my poetry. They've never asked me about it, they just make comments or make fun of it. We've never discussed any of this over the last, especially the last couple of 3 years, in person. It's a message on Facebook. It's a horrible situation, and they don't care what I think or feel. And I just feel like I've lost my kids. I've lost them to silence. And I could go on about how this has affected them, each one personally. You know, my oldest girl is crippled by her anxiety. She doesn't want to speak about anything that affects her, and she gets in her car every day, and she drives all day long and then goes home because she can't face her own life.
No, I'm saying not to interrupt you or nothing like that, but you know, this is the pink moon of the full moon, you know what I'm saying? So this is a moon where it's very emotional with a lot of people, and this is a perfect time with this moon for they allow people to release, you know what I'm saying, all their inner feelings and everything like that. So a lot of times we have to leave the past in the past and just move on and worry about self-love within ourselves, you know what I'm saying? And instead of, you have to allow people to be who they're going to be and walk the life that they're going to live, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, if I focus on my kids like that all the time and stuff like that, I'll be walking around estranged, you know what I'm saying? So I let them do them when I, and just pray for them. That's all you can do is just pray, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that entirely. However, their behavior towards me has made this a daily occurrence kind of thing, and
yeah,
I can't
leave it be though.
You're gonna destroy yourself.
So I'm not
Well,
about,
I am now.
Like,
I have to because I'm losing my mind. But It's easy to say that, but when it's your kids, I mean, even if they're grown up, they're still your kids, and it's hard to
let go of
them. I've had to do that in the last little while, and they've chosen to be estranged from me, and I'm always trying to figure out why, and I torture myself with it. I know that, and I'm trying to fix things up for myself. I have, you know, I see a counselor and all that sort of jazz, and I write.
Yeah.
My writing helps me a lot, and my painting.
True.
I do things that are good and positive.
Well,
but we're
going to keep
end,
you in prayer along with your family, lady.
Anyway,
you know
that's
what
my
we do. We're praying
just,
people and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything
I just,
is based in God's own covenant, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to definitely keep y'all in prayer because that's the only key, which is chi, to be. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know,
thank
just
you.
Hold on, be strong. And everything going to be all right, though. But we always appreciate you coming through and, you know what I'm saying, giving us your factuals and, you know what I'm saying, being very live with your poetry. That's one thing we do respect. You know what I mean? So,
thank you.
No, you're welcome on that. Well, we're gonna send you on over so you can enter the center just to remember and knowing that you're a member. You know what I mean? So, you know, one love, one mic. So,
one love, one mic. Oh, wow. It is a very emotional time, King. Very, very emotional
time.
Yeah, it
is.
You got
very,
a phone for that?
Yeah, I definitely. Hold on. Let me go through the archive real quick. You know what I mean? Not to hold everybody up. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, I got some trial court questions. All right, here we go.
Oh. one to complain, but there's things in the game.
What's your name?
Consequence, I'm tight, burnt like flames.
And why's that?
American dream, they got this ghetto kid in the fiend.
Don't stress that, cause it's not in your bloodstream. Your whole being comes from greatness, you remember. Take song, got you caught in the storms of December. And brothers on the block packing out like December. Change your situation, shove your pockets all slender.
Yo, I be on the avenue where they be acting brand new. I'm sludging on these Reebok joints for shorty boo.
All of a sudden, I saw these two kids fronting. Talking out they joints, but they wasn't saying nothing. My hand was on my coolie, they was acting unruly.
Say word.
Yo, word up, yo, I was tight, caught up. But I swallowed my pride to let that nonsense ride. Because the positive, it seems that negative side.
Yeah, we was at the dice game, making these cats look silly. Slamming, steady running off at the willy.
I had my cash, fixed my rent, loop with my play dough. I got a T-so lethal, all my girls I blow. Took them shits in my palm, let them hit the flow. Kept my eyeballs soaked before them pigs popo. I got to go on the amp, see my parole by four. But I got a steady freak, these boys like JoJo.
And I was doing it till I met Ice Spike. The mic won't roll, they had my pocket thirstier than Sprite.
Yo, I know the feeling, when you feeling like you're feeling. You be having good thoughts, but the evils be revealing. And the stresses of life can take you off the right path.
Yeah.
Jealousy and envy tends to infiltrate your staff. We gotta hold it there so we can move on past all adversities so we can get through fast.
I really know.
W-O.
Low cash flow.
Your baby's on the way.
And you don't know who.
In Corktown, niggas tryna
bust at you.
Ayo, they got me stressed out.
And you don't know what to do.
So frame this Kodak black. If it's just through my contacts with a poultry scrap. Workers get pistol smack. The switch hitting Queens, niggas liquid sore spitting. We're raw puppies. And now your first lover thrills. Your vision of the mills got crushed like, hey, lover. Try to rise to the top. You just couldn't recover. And all I want is my laceration of the pie. To get this whip clean before the water runs dry. Niggas flat dancing, yo, I don't know why. You're sick and snitching. You got your cruising to the pokey like Smokey. The stuff you trying to 3 second, homie. Well, I be trying to get star status like Kenobi. So we can build a dynasty just like the Kobe. And all I want is the world to know my Steve. These money hungry niggas is 7:30. And got me stressed out like you frog and Steve.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Holla If You Hear Me with King Atterbury and yours truly, La Perla Negra. Oh, that was a perfect song. I like that.
Yeah, that was that joint, Tribe Called Quest joint. I don't know when it first came out. That shit was dope. Word up.
We got more callers up in here, y'all.
Yeah, true.
Open
fact.
Up this next microphone. Okay, my device will work right. Here we come, 803. Who do we have on the mic?
Whitney.
Hey, guys. Speak Whitney. I got Miss Virgo on the mic tonight. Hey, guys, 10-10, make a wish.
Hey, what's going on, Whit? Of course, you're calling on alumni.
Yes.
I miss you guys so much. Oh my goodness, I miss hearing the beautiful poetry.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I'm always at work. Life has been lifing.
Yeah, it gets like that, but that's all right, because guess what? Poetry is timeless, baby, so it was always space here for you, always, and a mic, always. So don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. We're glad you can come through tonight. Man, I've been waiting to hear some more of your poetry. It has been a minute.
Crazy. The universe set this up perfect. I was meditating under the full moon on my trampoline, and I got a message about the open mic, and I was like, oh, snap. I don't want to spit nothing. Oh, so I started writing, and then I called in. We hear that first poetry. What's my lady's name? The lovely comedian lady was just on. What's her name?
Oh, Lady A.
Yes, okay.
Right.
And then you get to talking about release, and I had already wrote a poem about the full moon, so the name of this poem is Full Moon.
All right.
Mike is yours.
Grin upon illuminated faces, warm welcome embrace. Wishes here and after, they resonate and penetrate my soul. Into my feet, the roots, they grow strong and sturdily. Here I stand upon the ancestors' grave. Handed the grief they bear, I let it go. I unloose, I release. It is no more, never to return to me. Under a full moon shown to my face, lunar faith, with that it ends. The curse only blessed things and thoughts as I gaze at he and he at me. Full moon in peace.
Yo.
That's what's up with.
Absolutely. It is good to hear from you again. I like that piece of full moon. I gaze at he and he at me. That's kind of romantic, for real we call it. Yes. I love that though. Oh man.
Thank you.
When's the last time you wrote something?
Maybe 5 or 6 months.
Wow. That's a long time without the pen in your hand, Ma.
Man, I chose a position, but I kind of told them at work I didn't really want the position because it was going to be too many hours. But they added a little more on the pay rate, so I was like, all right. But I have to have 50 hours every week. I have to get 50 hours at work every week. And I got 4 kids. My grandma's got dementia. So it's like almost sometimes running on fumes. It's like, am I going to go to sleep? Am I going to fold the clothes? I got to make sure this is washed for tomorrow. You know how it goes when you're momming?
I know. I'm a grandmom now, though. I ain't got all that responsibility on me. But I remember them days, honey. Trust me. I remember them days. Ooh, honey, sleep went out the window. I think I stayed cross-eyed.
Man, I'm telling you. So this is definitely refreshing. This is a little spark in my little spirit that kind of made me want to do it more. You know, once you pick it up and you start doing it again, it's like, oh, my gosh, I missed you, Pen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Don't put your pen down. Get a little bit of scribbles in whenever you can. You ain't got to abandon it no more. You know, you ain't got to write nothing long and drawn out. It ain't even got to be, you know, poetry. Your poems are never complete. They're just paused. So, you know, write a little bit here, write a little bit there. You know what I'm saying? Don't put your pen down, baby. Never put your pen down. Oh, man. It calls to you. But thank you for coming through. Oh man, and I'm sending my prayers out to you. You know what I mean? With some love and some light. All right.
I appreciate definitely appreciate this. This is definitely a spark. And y'all, I might not be able to join every time, but definitely hit me every time you got something going on. Let me know. Even if I can come back now and just hit one little piece and dip, I'd be glad to do that for you.
With the show,
yo,
the show 7 days a week. You know what I mean?
7 days a week.
Yeah.
You piss me, got it on lock. Call in any night of the week. Okay?
Man, I'm trying to put my.
That's all right.
All the way to heaven at 9 o'clock.
That's what's up. That is what's up. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a
appreciate you, Whit.
Peace, King.
All right.
Peace, baby.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, it was really good hearing from her. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, I ain't heard from her in a long time. You know what I'm saying? It's been a hot minute.
Yeah. I know. Let me throw another station out there in the fire up in here. And then you can, matter of fact, why don't you throw a song on for her, and then I'll come right in with a station identification.
All right, let me look. I got something for her.
Welcome back. I felt like doing this tango and some salsa. Havana, oh, no, no, that's that joint. That's it, work.
Yeah, I ain't hear that in a long time.
Yeah, it's all right, though. It's all right. It still swings for me.
Switch it up a little bit, you know.
Absolutely. Let me see if I can find another, let's see, man, another idea. Here we go.
Tiffany Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Holla if you hear me. I'm co-hosting here, riding shotgun with King Atterbury. I'm the person.
Hey.
I'm ready to do another piece if that's all right with you, King.
Hey, it's cool with me. Let's get it.
All right. This is called My Words Create. This is actually a prompt from the show that usually takes place on this night, The Get Down. So here we go. When I breathe, my words create a portal for life unspoken on the frequency of unconditional love vibration, where some just can't seem to find their way through. When I breathe, my words create from pure intentions that ride on the molecular structure of that O2 I spit. So they know that the words that resonate with them, they light up ahead that they see, is a beacon of hope indeed. That it's not a stop sign. It's a yes. Yes, you are unique. Yes, you have purpose. You are worthy. You are loved. You are needed. Welcome. Come on in. It's your time to shine. When I speak, my words create the breeze, clearing the fog for them to finally see those eyes that always lit up true. And they heard you were coming through. So allow yourself to be celebrated. Because when I breathe, my words create a portal for life unspoken. My words create. And that's that piece.
That's what's up. That is what's up.
Thank you. Thank
breathing. Live breathing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Our words absolutely create.
That's all love right there.
Now, yeah. I know you got something else in your arsenal, and you always keep one in the chamber. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna move on out the way, and then like, hold on, let me fix this. Stop. Like, all right. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Here we go. This is a piece called "Someone to Love." When you believe in the heart that make you feel the truth, the will and testament of God will give you the proof. Any decision made, don't be afraid of what they say. Just know that you are great in many different ways. Troubled souls finding healing after the merge of a purge. We all want to be heard and not served like hors d'oeuvres. As the lines become blurred due to bad connectivity, there's a bright distinguished light. Check around the vicinity. Feel vibes that are alive through a frequency that's high. All spells are not dry. Wait for the tears when angels cry. It's not the rain that's playing, cover your pain with no blame, except the change that's on the edge of God's window pane. We grow up and try to make sense of what our eyes see, but at the same time, there is a struggle we don't really see. How man and woman is supposed to be true inside of belief. Many times we drift free and miss blessed deliveries. Love, care, and respect, treasure the loyalty of honesty, escape the fools of comedy, express, and show modesty. Cool, calm, and collective, invest on new perspectives. Don't lose life lessons, there's an angel with a message. Prepare for the happenings coming to your life. Never doubt what's on your route to make you feel nice, King.
Right, never doubt. Don't doubt yourself. Don't doubt the road that you're taking, man. If you're taking those steps on it, keep going, man. I like that. I like that a lot.
You got to. You got to keep progressing, you know what I'm saying, instead of going in a misdirection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of us, so many of us are unsure of ourselves. They start to doubt. And that's when we lose our footing. We get lost because we get stuck. We don't know which direction we want to go in. You know, we get turned around. I like that. I really, really like that a lot. So, yeah, don't stop believing in yourself, man. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. And know that God is with you. The universe got your back. That's what's up.
Definitely. I'm learning to understand and comprehend.
Absolutely.
No. How about we go into another song and see what's really going on?
All right.
I'm gonna take it way back.
Okay.
honest. Yeah. I reminisce for a spell, or shall I say think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October,
like
a toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Counting all the fingers and the toes, now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beaten cause the girl loved trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Till he rolled down, you would tear out your hide. On your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do. When they reminisce over you, my God. When I think back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right-hand Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father. When my biological didn't bother taking care of this, so who am I to pick up? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the scene with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen out. That's where you're born. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Not no sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cut, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
For real, baby. Like that. We for real.
Reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. See to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of big Lou fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live cause I got no choice and run my own business like my aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect to when they reminisce over you.
Listen. Just listen to the funky song as I rock on. And that word is gone to the one and only. Never be another, he was my brother. Trouble T. Roy, like that, y'all. And it don't stop. Rock and Roll Crew for 92. And we out.
It might help if I take myself off of mute.
When they reminisce over you, my God.
That's their work right there. Yeah, it takes me back. I'm telling you, every time you get behind the 1 and 2s, I feel like I'm on my 10 speed with my white cats and my door knocker earrings and just like riding around Philly on some real shit. It's definitely nostalgic.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I just tell it, take it there and go there, you know, to survive.
I hear that. Well, we got another call up in here, King. Open up the microphone. We got ourselves a Gina Storm. Hey, Gina, welcome to Holla If You Hear Me. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you? I've been listening. I was like, oh, my God, I got to get in here. I didn't even know y'all was still on. I had a lot going on today, and I was like, I'm not going to make no Thursday, Mike, and here I am.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're glad you made it in. This is family. We try to hang in there for y'all, you know.
Absolutely.
We don't do it for nobody else. We do it for Epiphany, that's for sure.
It works. You know, we always need a mic. That's just how we poet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, 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 man. Well, I know you said you had a lot going on. Sometimes our days get busy like that. They really, really do. But it's okay.
I remember when I had to work too. If I had to work as well, I don't know how I'd get anything done.
Girl, don't even get me started. Please don't even get me started. I got enough on my plate as it is. Woo.
Absolutely. Now you're in the Grandma Club, so you know.
I know, and my stinker butt is walking now. He took them first steps and then took off running ever since.
Yeah.
Those little short steps.
Have slow down or stop.
I got to get a gate up in here because.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
you know how it is once they get mobile for real.
Crawling, crawling, and rolling over to climbing, running, and touching things that they shouldn't be able to.
Oh, let me tell you. He grabbed, I don't know what it was, but I'm pretty sure it was a crumb off of here the other night. And I had turned away from him for like a couple of seconds, and then I turned back around. I seen him putting something in his mouth, but he kind of like put his head down and chewed real fast. I said, "What was that?" He knew he wasn't supposed to do it, and he laid his little head on me, right? Kept on doing it. I said, "I don't know what you just had, but I hope it was safe. I really, really do." And 9 times out of 10,
wow,
it was a crumb. But they and you know what they say? What's the fastest land mammal? Y'all know?
Peter?
No. A toddler with something in their mouth. They know they ain't supposed to.
No. You were worse than that. A toddler with your phone.
Oh, Lord.
They will take off like they're Kenya trying to win a marathon.
Yes, they do.
I'm like, I was carrying you on my hip yesterday.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
My middle granddaughter, when she had her big sister sippy cup, now mind you, she had a big bink in a bottle, but she just decided she was going to be big that day, spit her binky out onto the floor, picked up Julie's cup and started sucking apple juice, decided she liked it and walked away with it.
That's
not your
do.
Cup. Come back here. That's not your cup. I turn my phone and I record her, and I'm showing her mama the video, and she shrugs like she don't know what I'm talking about, because she said, yeah, Gigi said she took your cup and drank her juice today. She shrugs. Oh, I got video proof. I'm going to spy on you. Kids today, girl. You got to love them, though.
Yeah, you got to love them. You can't help it.
I get mine again tomorrow. They got a four-day weekend, so.
Mine too. He'll be over here. He will soon.
Yeah, I get the DG once again. Let's go.
That's all right. It's all right.
You don't see how I'm going to try to get on these my kids. Right.
I know that's right. But, Ms. Storm, we need to know. Because we know you brought something. It's always something good.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm gonna move on out the way. Just the spotlight. Give me a second. All right, perfect. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
It's available for us to come on tonight and get our poet on. I love April. I'm going to do all my 30 poems in 30 days. I'm only on number 5, so I got to catch up. But I titled this one, I Want to Be. I want to be the sound when you clap blocks together. I want to be the soot from the smoke signals that you send up. I want to be the drum that you beat in celebration and for protection. I want to kneel before you as I wash your feet. Love to me means service. I've given love to the undeserving. Now I'm softly humming because you'll be the one to scratch my scalp and wash my hair. You speak the love languages that I've never heard before. You give me so much more, insisting that I receive more. You, sir, are me, te amo, and more. I want to sing as you run from oppression to freedom, using the cornbread treats made by me to hush those blood-pound
puppies as they chase you. I want to not ride the bus rather than sitting back. You'll rub my fallen archer's forehead and hands. I want to be your wife and good thing. Since you're my superhero, my king, you'll be my last man. I want to be the recipient of your due to my wop. And we will be like people who dated in the 50s where they were so modest. I want to be the sheet paper on which you pin music. I want to be the upbeat to your downbeat. I want to be your ally, and we'll never compete. You're the jazz, the funk, and the rhythm. I want to end all your blues. I want to feel holy when I'm next to you. You love me while singing gospel. I want to rock while you roll and pearl that J and know the Dilla. Be the perfect rhyme over a dope beat. I want to be down. You be my hip-hop. Can't stand that mumble rap. You're the Neo and I'm the soul. Black Music Month should be every month. And this was inspired by the possibility of having a musical lover who will be my last. In peace.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's a musical lover. Yeah.
No, that's right.
All right. Musical lover. You want to be everything. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I like that. I like that a lot.
That's right. Mm.
I like music, and I'm inspired by it a lot, and I like people who have eclectic musical tastes, who like all kinds of things and all kinds of music, like I do. So that's what I'm looking for.
Absolutely.
I'm being very specific this time.
Okay. That's what you do. That's what you do now.
I'm leaving nothing to chance.
Yeah, you got to be specific with the universe when you are manifesting and when you want something and you put it out there, because that's what he understands. That was a beautiful piece,
yeah.
Gina. And
yeah.
But before we let you go,
I love this. Are y'all going to be here every other Thursday, or this is going to be a new Thursday night installment?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. This is just, you know, we got the station manager is on vacation this week, so
you had the
yeah.
opportunity and took advantage of it, and I love what y'all did in this time slot, then. Because honestly, I was going to be poetry free tonight.
Okay. Oh,
yeah,
come on now, Miss
really
Poem.
Well.
You know, we ain't never poetry free. We got our fans are like like an appendix. You know that. You already knew it.
I like to be on the mic with my family, so I'm glad I had a chance to come through. And if y'all have an opportunity, come through 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here, same number, same station in the Epiphany Universe, and catch me in Just Jay.
All right. That's what's up.
Yeah, we want to know if poets feel like they have accountability in the community. I think we need to lead by example, and I feel like I have a responsibility with my pen and my voice to make sure that people who are just coming into the poetry community understand that all poetry is welcome, but not on all mics. So to be flexible and don't pigeonhole yourself, but understand that your voice and your pen are necessary, and let's get it and make the world a better place one line, one verse at a time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Couldn't have said it back to myself. That's
I'm here for it.
Yes,
indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. Oh.
All right, Miss Storm. What's the name of that spot again, King?
It's
what?
The Jeff J. and Gina show.
No, we were about to send you. We were about to have you into the center so you remember.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
There you go. All right, Gina, thank you so much for coming through once again. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
You're
doing a great job. This is a wonderful place.
Thank you.
Oops, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah,
I am stuck here. I'm still fighting this relaxation that came over me on when the rain started coming down. You know.
I hear you on that. I'm going to go into this song right here by Kendrick Lamar. think you need to go.
I pop the pain away, I slide the pain away. I pop the pain away, I slide the pain away. I hope I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me, I hope you can see. And if it's up, stay down for me, yeah. I'm a diehard, it gets ugly. Too passionate, it gets ugly. I'm afraid a little, you relate, but not have faith a little. I might take my time. Ain't no saving face this time.
I hope I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me, I hope you can see. And if it's up, stay down for me. My best. Settle mistakes felt like life or death. I wanna see the family stronger. I wanna see the money longer. You know that I'd die for you. I get emotional about life. The lost ones keeping me up at night. The world be reminding me it's danger. I still risk it all for a stranger. If I told you who I am, would you use it against me? Right or wrong, no stone, just love to send me.
I hope I'm not too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me, I hope you can see. If it's tough, stay down for me. Yeah. Baby, you make me pray for London. Yeah, as if I want it all without you involved. I guess it's all for nothing.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
I'm a diehard. That's the example.
Yo, you sounded just like him just now. That was creepy.
Okay.
Yeah. Second, I thought he was going here. Damn.
Okay. He's clearing his head. You know what I mean? From the end of this moon.
All right,
what you got, LaPearl? You know what I'm saying? We going to end this off for tonight.
All right, so this is another one from a prompt from The Get Down, and this is called Pour Rain Into My Cup So I All Can. Right,
that's what's up.
Invest
like
in me.
Yours.
Thank you. Invest in me. Pour rain into my cup so I can cleanse the dark walls of my heart and begin to shine again. I have space. Pour into me as I pour into you, and let our reasons for becoming more than just being overflow smoothly, beautifully, and spiritually. Pour into me. I love you, storm. Pour rain into my cup so I can show you life blooming again and again as we speak our understanding into this life. Then we can watch this world flourish. Let us continue to flow and spotlight our passion with your sunlight through my rainforest. Because amidst the storm, your spirit is fierce and I feel safe. You're beautiful without making a sound, yet speak in silence like clouds through subsiding winds and the calming of leaves on trees. Pour into me. I love your storm. And we are one in this dance. Pour rain into my cup so I can cleanse the dark walls of my heart and begin to shine again. For there is no such thing as poetry which does not save. I am your lyrical beauty, so pour rain into my cup so I can create poetry in you. Now say peace.
Oh, yo, that was beautiful. I love that. Pouring
thank
poetry.
You.
That's
thank
what it's
you,
about.
Thank you. Yeah, we're coming up on that 11 o'clock hour, King. You wanna spit a piece or you wanna give some closing words?
Nah, I'll blaze it and you can give the closing words. You know what I mean? This piece right here is called Extreme Means.
Right,
when they
Michael
call
Jones.
Upon the nine, oh, okay, I'm sorry. When they call upon the nine, I'm Team Justice League. Find me by the water where it's easily to breathe. I'm so aqua, flow outside of the tides. Emerge from the waves when the full moon shines. Body start feeling sort of funny from the beacon. Opposition mad because I'm meeting with those eating. Sparks flying across sand when I'm walking on land. Tell honey that I love her and I'm sorry I couldn't dance. For answers, only questions is who did it? Last one to visit tried to mimic the God mission. My voltage vision, which was given through creators. Sharp as gym razors, brighter than hot lasers. Intuition strong enough to sense from far away. Reading signs from cross state on bases by the bay. Recalibrate the mind, thoughts, and energy a thousand. Not many can appreciate a beautiful time of lounging. King.
There was a line in there that I wanted to speak on, but then I forgot it because you went into something that was dope. So I'm going to just say the whole piece was dope. Seriously, I had grabbed the line out of there, and I can't remember what it was, and I really wish I could because it was like a gem that you dropped. But it's all right. It's all right. I love the piece.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Always appreciate it. Hey, it was a great night with music and poetry, you know what I mean? I always appreciate rocking the mic with you, you know what I mean? So, hey, even under
absolutely.
The full moon, you know what I'm saying? Always
absolutely.
Cool, too.
Oh, yes, yes, and I appreciate you letting me ride shotgun with you anytime.
Hey,
thank you very much.
Family. Welcome,
oh, yes,
man.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah. Let's close this out. You got to know you got one last song for us. Oh, wait a minute. Let me do the rundown real quick for the week for Tiffany. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm you know, this is full moon effect on me. I'm going to start with Monday nights. We have King Atterbury and Queen Simmons in King and Queen's Quarters. And Tuesday night, we got one of Mojave's shows. This is why we call him Mr. Tuesday Night. We got Fly Speak, Honey Stripper, War Council, one of them, okay? But you come on through, I'm pretty sure you'll catch one of them. Every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Mrs. VIP. Now, the topic is being tossed around up in the air, but you know how we like to tease you until we do come up with something. So y'all come on by Wednesday night. Thursday nights, we have the Get Down, hosted by Poetic and J-Rob the Wise Son, and they should be back next week. Friday nights, we have Renaissance Poetry, hosted by Keith Eric and Kimbrella Renee. And every other Friday night, we have Iron Sharpens Iron, where I co-host with Epiphany's own Anonymity, and that is from a Royal Pen's perspective. Every other Saturday night, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And on the other Saturday nights, you have the Just Jay and Gina Storm Show. Ooh, and every Sunday night, we have the Inspiration Factory, which is hosted by Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alfonso. And then we're right back at Monday nights again. Back to you, King.
That's what's up. And I like to say every Tuesday at 7:30, check out Poetry Corner with myself, King Atterbury, and my brother, Poetic, the station manager of Epiphany. And, hey, it's going to be something special all the time on the Let's Talk Network. Back to you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your unique pieces, your beautiful personalities, and your amazing energy that you brought through. I want you to continue to get that good relationship going with yourself. Continue to love and respect one another. And be safe. All right? And with that, King, I guess you could take us out with a song. I'm going to say peace.
Yep. Peace.
You make me
Nowadays, girls be out for the money and things, but to me it's so sweet when I'm running my game. I give them nothing but game till it's stuck in their brain. So once it's stuck in their brain, then my fun is the game. I'm in the woman, looking for a special woman. That's gonna give me what I need anytime I want it. I take a cruise to a river, I bring you with me, then let you float out on the beach with a string in your jeans. I need a pretty mama, city mama, diddy bopper. Like that go to great adventures in the mini chopper. That get her own chips, push your own six, they make me do my sits when I finish. Wanna swing. Always be my mind whenever I feel things. Probably got no wings, but I'ma still swing. And my real chick feel what I mean. Am I right? Am I tight? Do the shit, bring it to the light. If my body so right, I could even track a dyke. Baby face, baby face. While you was loving John Doe, I caught the condo. While you was laying back down, I was laying track down. Feed for a fact now, it's intact now. It's no need to be. It's my turn to eat. Bring the drama to a seat. Cause I don't leave. I push a green V3. Watch a screen TV. What? I'ma forever rise. Rings be touchified. Girls be petrified. It's a heavy mesmerize.
I like it. I like it. I really, really like it. You want it and you know it. But you play hard to get. But I like it. I like it. I really,
yeah, kid,
really
Harlem
like
on the rise.
You want it and you
all
know
out.
It. But
all
you
out.
Play hard to get.
Yo, you better do what I say, yo, or get this 380. Long time coming, but waiting for my day though. My man Blako, lead the scene hot as Waco. If he could take three shots, he could take four. I'm on the low though, but with a lot of dodo. And I hate a smart chick, give me a dodo. That give me more pleasing and more reason. Just a lay up in Cali in the full season. With a chick half black, half Indo-Asian, half a lesion. I know this sound unbelieving. With the rims on the band every full season. Open up a new account just to tell Jesus. Got bling chick follow me for no reason. And my girl stick around and she know I'm cheating. What? Harlem World, Harlem World. If